This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry, and the golden number for the Golden State Warriors is 73.
It's official number 73. The greatest regular season in NBA history now belongs to the 2016 Golden State Warriors.
That's the new record for NBA games won in a single season, a record held by the 1995-96 Chicago Bulls. Mike Breen with the call there on ESPN. In the final game of the season last night against the Memphis Grizzlies, the Warriors socked away some legend on their way to the playoffs, and Steph Curry got to practice his three-point shots, including this milestone.
Old-fashioned whiz, Curry does it! 400 three-pointers in a season.
He finished the game with 402 three-pointers for the season, breaking his own record by 116. Sekou Smith is a sports reporter and senior analyst for NBA Digital at Turner Broadcasting. Sekou, this is like the crazy time. I mean, Warriors, does anyone touch them?
They were so good this season. You win 73 games, first team in the history of the league to do that, and we're talking 70-plus years of history. It's really hard to look around the league and figure out who could, you know, step up and knock them off on their way to a second straight championship.
And this three-point shooting business, I mean, he's channeling something from another galaxy.
I think what it really boils down to is here's a guy who was never really, you know, among those elite players as a young guy, as a teenager. The son of an NBA player, of course, so he grew up around the game, but was never one of those guys who had it handed to him. And you're seeing the you know, all of the hard work that he's put in come to fruition. And really, his teammates are really locked in and on that same level in terms of work ethic.
So wait a minute, you're telling me that Curry is getting playground revenge with all those threes on an NBA pro court?
I think that has a lot to do with it. He doesn't wear his chip on his shoulder, but there's a competitor inside of Stephen Curry that really has that in his mind in terms of being a guy who was always on the outside looking in as a younger player. Even 5 years ago, when he first stepped into the league, there were people skeptical of whether or not he could even be a real legitimate starting point guard. And here he is on his way to being a two-time MVP.
Well, the night also ended with the last game of Kobe Bryant for the LA Lakers. And he had a decent night.
Not bad. Yeah. I mean, for him to put on the kind of show he did, you know, it's really unbelievable. But it speaks to the talent and the drive of a guy who spent 20 years etching his name all over the record books in the NBA. A guy who goes down as one of the 10 all-time great players at any position in the league.
The fact that on that last night that he made 60 points, is that a bigger number or is the shooting percentage a bigger number?
In the history of the game, nobody his age walking away did it in the fashion that he did. I mean, we're talking 60 points, you know, as the oldest player in league history to score that many points in a game. Nobody will forget the championships and all of the fantastic things he did throughout his career, but there are going to be some asterisks next to Kobe's name. People talk about the shooting percentages and some of the things he dealt with off the court, but you can't deny him, you know, in terms of him being an absolutely all-time great player.
Well, he looked like he was having fun, that's for sure, and he hasn't looked like he's been having fun for years. And even though he shot 22 for 50, you know, it's a party at the end of the season.
I think a lot of that had to do with not only the fans who were in attendance and turned it into an all-day circus outside of Staples Center, but he had so many of his former teammates there, so many different guys that he played with, and even to see him embrace Shaquille O'Neal a couple times, you know, during and after the game was really something special when you consider the history those two guys had as teammates.
Well, Kobe Bryant embraces history, and the Warriors seem keen to make more history on their way to a championship. Sekou Smith, thanks so much.
Thank you very much, John.
Sekou Smith is sports reporter and senior analyst for NBA Digital at Turner Broadcasting.